So it's time to start breaking some rules, but we want to stay out of jail and we want to stay out of hell. And that's a line that I heard from a podcast I was listening to the other day, and I thought it was just pretty interesting. It was from this guy, his name is Russell Brunson, and he's an internet marketer. And the title of the podcast was How to Stay Out of Jail and Out of Hell. And basically he was talking about breaking the rules, and he was talking about being an entrepreneur and being a business owner and how, you know, he breaks the rules, but he doesn't break them. You know, he has certain boundaries, right? So he has, you know, the spiritual part of things that he believes in, right? So he doesn't break, you know, the spiritual laws or God's laws or, right, you know, those universal laws, right? And then he was saying how he also has the part of him that doesn't want to go so extreme and break the laws that you end up going to jail, right? So he was saying that, but everything in between that is like, you know, it's like free game, right? It's like, you know, as long as you're not breaking, you know, like God's laws, right? Things that'll send you to hell, right? Quote unquote, right? Hold up, snap. And as long as you're not, you know, breaking the law, stuff that'll send you to jail, within that, you can break any type of laws that you want or break any rules that you want or as many as you can. And I thought it was an interesting concept, man, because like, you know, I think a lot of times in life, we get, you know, people get caught up in these, like, you know, like these patterns. I don't know if patterns is the right word, but they kind of get caught up in these, like, stereotypes, right? And it's like where you hear that saying a lot, like going through the motions, right? Like, you're just doing things, but you're just going through the motions, right? Because you think that there are things that you're supposed to do. You think that they're the right thing. You think that, you know, it's like the next logical step, right? And so you see a lot of this in life where people are all just kind of like doing the same thing. They're following the same path. They're following the same patterns. And excuse me for a second. Let me just have a little sip of water here. Boy, that's good. But yeah, they're following the same, you know, patterns basically as everybody else, right? And the funny thing is I think that a lot of times people want things out of their life that are different than what they're actually doing, right? So like they might want this, you know, they might want, you know, this thing out of their life, but the thing that they're doing every day isn't moving towards the things that they want. And I think a lot of it comes from, you know, it's like society norms, right? Like there's so much peer pressure to do things in a certain way. And that depends on, you know, whatever age range you're in, whether you're in high school or whether you're an adult, young adult, you know, you're in your 20s or something, you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. But as you get to these different, like, stages in your life, right, it's like people, you know, expect you to do these certain things or they expect you to be at these certain points. And, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we as individuals can like measure ourselves up to these societal norms. And, you know, I know for myself, like I definitely have been there, you know. You ever heard this, hey-o. People don't be playing for that traffic now. What's the name? But you ever heard that saying like automatons, right? Like these people are like automatons, right? They're just like, you know, they're just going through the motions, right? And sometimes you even catch yourself being an automaton. I've caught myself, you know, just going through the motions in so many instances in my life that, you know, I can point out, man, you know. And I think one of them, you know, nah, I don't think one of them. I know that one of them, one of the big ones was like college, right? And especially in the beginning when I was first going to college, right? You know, I didn't go to like a four-year university or a four-year school right out of high school. The reality is I didn't even want to go to college. I wanted to go to a trade school, but like, you know, my mom was like not having it. She was like, yeah, I got in college, right? So I was like, all right, man. So, you know, it's like the next natural step, right? It's the next natural progression, right? You graduate high school, then you go to college, and then, you know, you get a good job and you like buy a house and you have a family. And then like, hopefully, you know, within that somewhere you can like find somewhere to like, you know, strive and, you know, I don't know, like, you know, be prosperous and or live the life that you imagined. And and I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad life. It's just oftentimes I think it's not the life that people want. And I'm only saying that because for myself, it wasn't the life that I wanted. Like for example, you know, it was like I was living a, you know, living a fine life. Like, you know, it's not like my life was like terrible. It was not like it was like down and out and in the dumps. And it was also not over the extreme, over the top. It was just kind of like, you know, I lived like a pretty decent life. You know, I got a nice place to stay, and you know, I drive a pretty nice car, and like, you know, I had a pretty decent, respectable job, you know, and like, you know, I don't know, you just kind of catch yourself going through the motions. And I feel like, you know, at every stage of my life, I kind of like look at where I'm at and I ask myself, like, you know, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, and why am I doing this? And I'm not saying it like in a negative way, like, what are you doing? But, you know, you got to step back and kind of look at what you're doing, and you got to look at what you want out of your life, and are the two things matching up? And, you know, for me, it had got to a point where the two things weren't matching up. It was like the things that I actually like truly deeply wanted, like, you know, the things that you dream of, like only in your mind, right? Like, you know, the things that you're afraid to share with other people because you know how they're going to be. Or sometimes you don't even want to speak it out loud, or even like think about it or entertain the idea, you know, because you'll put your own self down. You'll be like, man, you know, like, oh, like sometimes looking at, you know, something that you want to accomplish can just look like a mountain. You know, it's like, man, how am I going to do that? You know, and you're looking at where you're at currently, and you're just wondering, like, man, how am I going to do that? You know, and it's just, it can be tough and it can be overwhelming, and then you kind of just give up and you settle for these like smaller, you know, more attainable things. But you know, they're cool, but they're not like the things that you truly like deeply want. Like, you know, you want that, you know, house with a 3-story slide into the pool. I don't know, you might, I don't, but if you do, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying though, man, right? Like, you know, you catch yourself going through the motions, man. I remember I was working at this job, and like, dude, I would be so pissed, like waking up in the morning and so mad that I had to like go to this job. It would be like I want to like beat somebody up, like, man. And it was just like a terrible feeling. And you know, and I mean, that's not everybody's situation, and that's not every job that I've had. I had some jobs where they were like super fulfilling, man, and they were just like, they were great and they were amazing. But you know, as much as they were on that side, I felt like that was filling one portion, you know, one side of my life, but it wasn't filling the other side. And you know, and this started off originally about breaking rules. And I think that and the reason I thought about it is because I was talking to my wife the other day, and it was like, you know, I'm kind of looking at like how me and my wife live, and it's like, I guess more or less, I don't know if it's like traditional or conventional or, you know, society's norm, and you know, in a lot of ways it is, and in a lot of ways it isn't, and a lot of things that me and my wife do to like get by in like this life is just kind of like crazy sometimes when we like sit back and we actually like look at our story, man. You know, it's like sometimes like the things, like, you know, she might worry about something or I might worry about something, and I'm just kind of like, look at, you know, what we do, man. And it's like, it always works out, you know, you're always going to be fine. And you know, and it's just kind of amazing to see like things come together and like the things that we're able to do and experience. And you know, and not feeling like we have to live by these rules, by these society norms. And you know, I don't know, and it's just like, I think that's something important, you know, for everybody to know, is that there's really no rules, man. You know, you can live your life however you see fit. You know, I always like joke around with people, be like, man, I'm just out here trying to get it how I live. And that's really the truth, man. Like, I'm out here trying to like just get it how I live, and you can get it however you want to live, you know what I mean? But the question is will you do the things necessary to get to that? You know, because it's not going to be easy. You know, it's like I heard something the other day. I don't know if it was a scripture, and I don't know exactly how it goes, but it was just basically saying like the path of destruction is broad, and like the path of the righteous is like narrow. And basically saying that, like, you know, I'll tell you right now, if you decide to start breaking the rules, if you decide to start going for your dreams, if you start, you know, decide to start trying to live the life that you really like truly deeply dream and desire, you know, then yeah, dude, you're going to be like breaking a lot of society norms, and you're going to be on that narrow path. But you're going to realize that doing the opposite of what other people do is like actually probably one of the best things that you can do. Whenever a lot of people are doing something, it's like probably best that you do the opposite. And I remember hearing this a lot, but I've been hearing it so much more now, especially being around a lot of my mentors. And it's like, you know, a lot of things that people do, you want to do the opposite. But if you're doing the opposite, you're looking at, you're being looked upon as somebody who's breaking, you know, those norms, those society norms. So it doesn't matter, man. Go ahead, break the rules, live your life however you want to. As long as you stay out of jail and you stay out of hell, you know, everything else is up for grabs. So, yeah, I just had that on my mind, so I figured that I'd share it. But, yeah, until next time, people, I'm out. Peace.